Good morning, how are y'all doing this morning?
Are there any prayer requests? Okay, who else? People are traveling.
The brothers and sisters in other countries. Anna, Brianna, Lynn, and Mary.
Okay, let's pray then. Lord, thank you for the day, Lord. We thank you for your blessings that you give us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We pray for those things that were mentioned, Lord. Thank you for Brianna to have a baby safely, Lord. I ask that you be with us today. In Jesus' name. Okay, so I guess y'all did Judith last week. Okay, what happened in the first chapter? We're on the second chapter, right?
Yeah.
So what happened in the first chapter?
Nebuchadnezzar was going to war against King Arpachshad.
Okay. And in what year of his reign did he go to war? It's in the very first sentence. Or when did all this story start to take place?
In the 12th year of the reign.
Okay, now when did he go to war? It was the 17th year, right? And then who did he go to war with? And then what was his people? The Medes. He went to war with the king of the Medes. And then what happened? So Nebuchadnezzar sent messengers, right, to all the people to the east, right? And he sent messengers to Persia, to Egypt, all the way to the Mediterranean Sea and to the Red Sea. And to all the people, he wanted them to do what? All the people he sent messages to, what did he want them to do? Then Nebuchadnezzar, the Assyrian, sent envoys to all the dwelling in Persia, to all those living to the west. And he wanted them to come help him with the war, yeah? And what did the people dwelling to the west do?
They scorned them.
And they refused to help them with the war, right? So what happened to Nebuchadnezzar?
He was extremely angry with them.
Yes. So he went ahead and went to war, and he won the war. And then he swore something after he won the war. What did he swear? Swore vengeance against the people that refused to help him with the war, right? So now we're at the point. He's won the war and he's sworn vengeance, right? So, and then 1 year goes by. The story started in his 12th reign. Then from his 12th to the 17th reign, he went to war with the people. And then 1 year later, after he conquered the people, he decided to take vengeance. So this is the 18th year. In the 18th year, on the 22nd day of the first month, in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, and then the Assyrians did a different calendar than we do. Their first month was at the spring equinox. So it was around March 20th would be when this happened. It would be in the month of March, okay? So, in the 18th year, on the 22nd day of the first month, in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Assyrians, it came about that there was talk that it was time to take vengeance on all the land, just as he had said. So he summoned all his officers and all his nobles, and he laid out verbally all the wickedness of the land. They determined to destroy everyone who had not obeyed his summons. When he finished his plan, Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Syrians, called Holofernes, the chief captain of his army. Him, thus says the great king, the Lord of the earth, behold, you shall go out from my presence, and take men confident in their strength with you, 120,000 foot soldiers and 12,000 cavalry. March against all the land of the west, because they disobeyed my command. You shall order them to prepare the earth and water, for I will come out in wrath, and I will cover the whole face of the land with the footprint of my army, and I will give them over to my army as plunder. Their wounded will fill the valleys and the brooks, and rivers shall be overflowing with their dead. I will lead them away as captives to the end of the whole earth, and going out ahead of me, you shall seize all of their territory. They will surrender themselves to you, and you shall hold them for me until the day of their punishment. Against the ones who refuse, let your eye not spare them, and give them over to slaughter and plunder throughout all of your territory. For as I live, and by the power of my kingdom, what I have spoken, I will do by my hand. Take heed, and do not transgress any of the orders of your Lord, but carry them out fully, just as I have commanded you, and do it without delay. So what did he order his general to do? Yes, he was going to all the people who did what? What did they do to Nebuchadnezzar?
Scorned him.
What?
They scorned him.
His envoys. Yeah, they didn't go to war with him, and they humiliated his ambassadors, the people that he sent. So now, what is Nebuchadnezzar going to do? Completely destroy them, right? Okay, sounds like a pretty wicked man, doesn't it, to be able to do those type of things? But he's in war, so I guess if we're in war, we should be doing what we're supposed to do in war, no? Okay, so Holofernes went out from the presence of his Lord and called all the generals, captains and officers of the Assyrian's army. And as his Lord had commanded him to do, he mobilized 120,000 select men for battle, together with 12,000 archers on horseback, and he set them in formations as any great army is organized in time of war. He brought a great number of camels, donkeys, and mules to transport their baggage, innumerable sheep, goats, and oxen for their food supply, ample provisions for every man, and a great quantity of gold and silver from the king's palace. He marched with his entire army to go in advance of Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to cover the entire face of the land to the west, with their chariots, cavalry, and their select infantry. Along with them went a great mixed crowd, like a swarm of locusts, like the dust of the earth, for the multitude could not be numbered. And they went out from Nineveh, 3 days' journey to the plain of Bethphilith, and they camped over against Bethphilith near the mountains to the left of Upper Cilicia. Then he took his entire army, his infantry, the cavalry, and his chariots, and went from there into the hill country. He ravaged Put and Lud, and he plundered all the Rassisites and the Ishmaelites along the desert towards the south of the Chilans. Then he followed the Euphrates and passed through Mesopotamia, destroying all the fortified cities along the river Abram until he came to the sea. He captured the region of Cilicia and killed everyone who resisted him, and came as far as the southern border of Japheth. Opposite Arabia, he encircled all the Midianites and torched their tents and plundered their sheepfolds. Next, he marched down into the plain of Damascus at the time of the wheat harvest. So, what time does wheat harvest happen around here normally? Yeah, wheat harvest happens in June here. So, it was probably about the same, I imagine, there. So, they started in March. So, they've been going from March until about June or July, probably. Just having war, killing people, destroying cities. I mean, this was a huge conquest. They started in March, and it's probably June or July now. So, that's a few months, no? He marched down into the plains of Damascus at the time of wheat harvest and burned all their fields, destroying their flocks and herds. He sacked their cities, ravaged their lands, and struck down all their youth with the edge of the sword. So he took all their food that they were going to have for the year and he destroyed it. He took all their animals and destroyed it. These people absolutely had nothing left. I mean, there was no way for the ones who did survive, there was no way for them to survive almost. Thus, fear and dread of him came upon all the inhabitants of the seacoast, Sidon and Tyre, and those living in Sur, and Osina, and all those living in Jeremia, those residing in Azotus and Ashkelon, also greatly feared him. So everybody was afraid of him. So his general, Holofernes, what did he tell him to do?
To destroy
them. Yes. And he also told him, take heed and do not transgress any of the orders of your Lord. So, what he ordered him to do was a bad thing. But, was he supposed to follow that? Why? Do you think the king had a lot of confidence in him? Yeah, he wouldn't have made it to general if he didn't have a lot of confidence in him, right? Okay, so y'all go ahead and do your assignment. And your assignment for next week is you're going to find somebody in the Bible who obeyed. It can be God or it can be their king who either obeyed them or they didn't obey them. And then you're going to report about how they obeyed them or how they didn't obey them, and then the consequences of obeying or not obeying. Yeah?
This week we're supposed to get a verse about heaven, and I found here in Revelation 21:2, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 4:4. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads.
Matthew 4:12. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
In Psalm 68, Septuagint, and 69 in the Masoretic text, it says in 36 and 37 and 35, and let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God shall save Zion, and the cities of Judah shall be built. And they shall dwell therein and inherit it, and the seeds of his servants shall possess it, and all those who love his name shall dwell in it.
We had the same assignment, and I got Revelation 22:1-3. Then he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him.
Revelations 22, verses 23-5. And the city has no need of sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. In the daytime, for there will be no night there, its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it.
Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or sorrow or crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Philippians 3:24, our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I just thought, everybody's going to get into heaven. It says in the Bible, Lord, Lord, what a... He said, whoever does the will of my Father will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Revelations 21:10-18. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, and a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a great and a high wall with 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There are 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its wall. The city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its width. And he measured the city with the rod, 1,500 miles, and its length and its width and its height are equal. And he measured its wall, 72 yards, according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass.
At Psalms 103:11, For as heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. I thought about heaven. I thought that there isn't going to be any war in heaven like is in the book of Jasher, or in the book of Judah. And it'll be all good, and it'll be, the Lord will like it.
Jesus answered and said to him, Are you a teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly I say to you, we speak that we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. Actually, I'm going to back up a little bit. Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you do not hear the sound of it. And you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from. And where it goes, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And then I thought of John 16, chapter, verse 16. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, What is this that he says to us, A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I go to the Father. And they said, What is this that he says, A little while, We do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, Are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said a little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me? Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you have now sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And your joy no one will take from you.